Okay, Ed, if you've got the gyro torque and angles, I'll torque them out on the minute.
Roger, we copied.
Okay, Houston Endeavour, I'll wait until the even minute to torque them out.
Roger, on the even minute. Falcon, Houston, stand by on your stars. Let us give you some new ones.
Okay, standing by.
Okay, the first pair, we will have star 3 in detent 3, star 12 in detent 6. Second pair.
3 in detent 3 and 12 in detent 6.
That's firm. Second pair, we'll have star 61. That's Epsilon Orionis in detent 6, the noun 88, plus 10975, plus 99373, minus 02127. Star 122, Shader is your second. In detent 3, noun 88, plus 54566, plus 09353, plus 83277. And if you're questioning, there weren't any other Navstar pairs available, apparently.
Okay, Ed, I understand for the first P-57, it's 3 in detent 3 and 12 in detent 6. And then for the second pair, it's star 61 in detent 6, and the noun 88 values are plus 10975 plus 99373 minus 02127. And in star 122 in detent 3, plus 54566. Plus 09353 and plus 83277.
It's a good read back, Jim. Falcon Houston, your vent's complete. You can terminate.
Roger, thank you.
This is Apollo Control at 105 hours, 17 minutes. We expect to have an update on the landing point for Falcon, probably in about 15 or 20 minutes. The precise touchdown time that we copied here on the ground was 104 hours, 42 minutes, 28 seconds. And the duration of the powered descent was 12 minutes, 20 seconds. At the present time, Scott and Irwin aboard the lunar module on the lunar surface are realigning the platform, the guidance system platform, to the lunar surface. This is the alignment that would be required for a liftoff from the moon. And we have now about 2 minutes 30 seconds until we lose contact with Al Warden in the command module Endeavour.
Endeavour Houston, 1 minute to LOS. You're looking good from here. Endeavour Houston, 30 seconds to LOS. Do you read?
Houston, Endeavour, roger.
And you look good from the ground, Al. We'll see you on the other side.
Okay.
Falcon, we copy. You're now 93.
Okay, we'll park them at 2230.
Standby 1.
Standing by.
Okay, proceed with your trucking.
On the way. Okay, Houston, standing by on the RLS.
Stand by 1.
Okay.
Okay, let's reject those, Dave.
All right, reject.
Falcon Houston, when the noun 88 comes up again, hold it, please.
Okay, Houston, I didn't copy the name of the star, but how about Castor or Pollux or Betelgeuse or somebody like that?
Okay, stand by. We'll tell you which one it is. We think it's in the middle of the belt, Dave.
Allenum. Allenum. Yeah, we got that.
Right, just the middle star.
Sure, all aluminum.
You're right.
It's nice to see friends. Okay, Houston, we can use this one, but we don't have the noun 88s for it.
Yes, you do. That's what we gave you, Dave.
Okay, we'll try it again. Houston, why don't you read us the noun 88s again then, please?
Roger. Plus 10975.
Go.
Plus 9 or 9 or 3 7 3.
Go.
Minus 02127.
Okay, that's exactly what we just loaded. We'll see where it takes us.
We're seeing it on the last register, we're seeing a minus 02124.
Sure, that's just round off.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And let's take a look at the down 79, and that's not even close.
Okay. Dave, we specified it for detent 6, and the computer's giving you detent 5.
I should have noticed that, Ed. I'm sorry.
Okay, Dave. The spiral should be about 330 and the cursor about 148. That helps.
Right on.
Flight directors on this mission. Jerry Griffin is the chief flight director for this particular mission. Also with the capsule communicator, Ed Mitchell is the backup commander.
Elevation in front of us there.
That's Dave Scott with a comment.
No, we're not across the rail.
He's talking to Jim Irwin.
Oh, hard to tell.
Communication is very clear. They're looking out the window, and he says, what can you see across the rail? The man who could have gone if Dave Scott had become ill or something of that sort, Dick Gordon, the backup commander of this mission, is there right next to Ed Mitchell watching the flight plan. He knows every detail of this mission just as well as Dave Scott does. Two crews trained for these missions so that if something should happen to one, another member can substitute.
Oh, we're not there. We're not too far from Salute. I did find that.
They're looking to see exactly where they touched down now. They're trying to see if they're near the target point.
Too.
Scott says, I believe I'm near Salute. He's talking about some of the informal names for craters. If I may reach back into one great packet of information, maybe I can come up with a diagram of that and describe for you whether they're very close to the actual target point or not. The astronauts are on the surface of the moon safely, we repeat. The lunar module Falcon of Apollo 15 has successfully descended and touched down in the Hadley Apennine landing site.
Dave Scott
site.
Reported the touchdown point appeared to be near the crater, which the crew has designated Salute. This is just what appear to be just a few hundred feet from the planned landing point.
A crater called Salute, and I would assume that that is in honor of the Soviet Union's space station. It is indeed Salute. They have landed near a crater. Name for the Russian space station, Salute. And let's see how close it might be to the target point. It is very near there. It is just south of the expected target point.
Falcon Houston, your stay for T2.
There's another stay, another milestone passed.
Okay, stay for T2.
That's the next time parameter for safely staying on the lunar surface. Ed Mitchell, the capsule communicator, passing up that bit of information to Dave Scott and Jim Irwin. If they are indeed near the crater Salute, they're just less than a half kilometer south of the target point, if that much at all. They are very near the target point. I heard Dave say just a moment ago something about the rill out there. There's another, you may hear them in the next few minutes say something about Index Crater. That was the large crater with a small one right at the north end of it.
Houston, you still with us?
There's another one called Luke. Another one, an area right, called the
Houston,
Plain.
Endeavor, standing by.
Roger, your buddies are on the ground, and we'll be along with you in a little while.
That word for?
Roger, I listened to most of it. Could pick them up VHF all the way down, and in fact, I just now lost contact with them.
That's Al Worden.
Roger.
He says he's been listening all along. He could hear all of this as
had
he went overhead.
Had a view of the landing site going over, but I couldn't see anything.
He says he couldn't see anything.
Copy.
It was expected that possibly enough dust from the landing itself might have been stirred up from that rocket engine as it touched onto the surface for Al Worden to have seen it with the naked eye. It is also quite possible that pictures he may have taken with his large cameras may show up this landing of the Falcon when they get back to Earth and are developed. Some of the other nearby informal names for craters and other geographical features on the surface of the moon near this site, you may hear them mentioned, are Arbite, Index Crater, as I said a moment ago, with a small crater in the north end of it, making it look like an arrow, was one of the main features for finding the target point. Salyut, name for the Russian space station, Quadrant, Riesling, the Plain, there's one called November, another one called Luke. There's Matthew, Mark, and Luke after the biblical characters. And there's a crater also called Last, the Last Crater. And it's right above the landing site, and that's one of the last places they'll examine during their lunar excursions. It looks as though the Falcon did indeed touch down very, very near the expected target point, and very minutely examining our small map here, the distance of Salyut Crater from the plane, it would appear that they are less than half a kilometer away, maybe 300 to 400 meters distance. And now also remember, David Scott has considerable latitude in picking his landing site. There were photographs with a resolution of some 10 meters, meaning that boulders as big as about 8 to 10 meters in diameter could be seen on the landing site photographs. But once down to that site, Dave Scott had plenty of fuel left in order to maneuver around to a touchdown spot that would be smooth for all four legs of the lunar module to touch down upon. He took 8 seconds longer to touch down. He had plenty of fuel reserve. 8 seconds longer than expected, and that was caused primarily by the necessity of maneuvering just a bit north of the flight path in order to reach the target point. He may have, in fact, just about, as I said, it looks like he may be just a few meters south of the target point, so he may not have maneuvered quite up to the actual pinpoint landing. This is called pinpoint, however. If you can come within 400 to 500 meters of your expected landing site, from the Earth to the Moon, and then from an orbital height of 15 kilometers down to the surface, and then make it that close, that's considered to be pinpoint landings. And as Jerry Griffin, the chief flight director, explained to us, the mission control, with their very accurate tracking radar systems, they had no worry at all about putting the men down into this spot. And as you also heard, about 2 to 3 minutes after the descent rocket started burning, Ed Mitchell in the mission control passed up some revised information in order, as he could see the trajectory of descent, he passed up some revised information for the astronauts to feed into their automatic pilot system, which they did, to help guide this powered descent a bit farther to the north than their flight path was taking them. This is real-time flight planning, as it's called, by the mission controllers, by the spacemen all over, which is necessitated by errors in computer models. There is no absolute knowledge about exactly how high the moon is or exactly where that target point is. And the closer you get during the powered descent, the more accurately you can define the touchdown point. Falcon is on the moon. It landed safely, right on time. David Scott and Jim Irwin are there and will be on the surface for 67 hours. We'll be on the air again at 23 hours 40, again just a little later than expected, in order to bring you the EVA by Scott, 23 hours 40, from here in Houston. This is Rhett Turner at Mission Control.
Falcon has now been on the lunar surface for about 13 minutes. Here in Mission Control, we're watching the systems closely. We've seen the descent stage propellant tanks begin to vent, as they should, and all the systems on the lunar module appear to be normal. The LEM is on a relatively flat piece of ground. It appears to be pitched up and to the left about 9 degrees. We still do not have a a good estimate as to precisely where the landing point is. However, Dave Scott did report that he felt the landing site was close to the crater Salute, which appears to be on the maps just a few hundred feet or so from the planned landing site.
Falcon, Houston.
Houston, Falcon, go.
John Page, 1-2, where you get to your setting your S-band to SLU, I've got some new angles for you because of your attitude.
Okay.
It's a minus 71.
Go ahead, Ed.
And a minus 58. Sorry, plus 71 and minus 58.
Copy it, okay, a plus 71 and a minus 58.
That's firm.
Okay, Ed. Okay, Ed, we'll give you a little quick summary here before we get on with it. The general terrain looks exactly like what you had on 14. And many of the craters that we used for ID were completely washed out with no shadows, and that's probably because the topo data just wasn't that good. And I think we're sitting a little off in attitude, but we're in fairly good shape. And when we get around to the SEVA, we'll try and pin down the location exactly. I had a little bit of dust at 150 and completely obscured at 50 feet. It was IFR from then on down. And the rest of it, you could probably see it as well as we could.
Okay, Dave, we copy. Thank you.
Roger.
And Falcon Houston, do you have an estimate of your landing site?
There's a long pause there, Ed.
Roger.
Can you hear me in studio?
I think,
Frank?
As best I can find, I think we're fairly close to Salute. But I guess the best thing to do is to press on and get to a to see where we can take a look around. It's very hummocky, and as you know, in this kind of terrain, you can hardly see over your eyebrows. There's very little to tell us exactly where we are in our local position.
Completely understand, Dave.
Okay, thank you. You could probably explain it to the folks back there better than I could.
Dick wants to know where Falcon Crater is, if you can see it.
I think we're in it.
That's what we figured. Endeavor, Houston.
Houston, Endeavor, go ahead.
Roger, I have your camera pads for you.
Okay, stand by one. Okay, Houston, Endeavour, go ahead.
Roger, Endeavour, Rev 15, the map camera pad. T start, 105.5258. T stop, 106.1757. And your camera pad, pad is the same.
Okay, Houston, understand the mapping camera and pan camera passes are the same. T start 105.5258 and T stop 106.1757.
That's correct. Your Rev 16 camera, map camera pad. Endeavour Houston, give us poo and accept, and we'll uplink while we're talking here.
Okay, you've got accept, and I'm in the middle of a maneuver right now.
Okay, leave it in P20.
Okay.
And your T start, 106.
Go ahead with the Rev 16.
Roger, T start, 106.5651. T stop, 108.5519.
Understand, T start 106.5651. T stop 108.5519.
It's a good read back, Al.
Our preliminary estimate of the landing site location based on the lunar module guidance system numbers is that the landing site was about 1,900 feet south of the targeted landing site. We probably won't be able to confirm that until the stand-up EVA, when Scott will stand up in the forward hatch of the LEM.
If you'll give us an enter, we can go ahead with the load.
Okay.
During the stand-up EVA, Scott will stand up through the top hatch of the lunar module and survey the surrounding terrain. At this point, we should get some landmarks that will allow us to pinpoint the landing site a little more accurately.
That's affirmed, Falcon. Endeavour Houston, the computer's yours.
Roger, Houston.
Endeavour and Falcon, Houston. Could I talk with a minute?
Go ahead, Houston. Hadley Base here.
Okay, crew, the President sends his regards to Dr. Fletcher, and I read, the President sends his congratulations to the entire ground team and the Apollo 15 crew on a successful landing, and sends his best wishes for the rest of the mission.
All right, Houston, thank you. Our appreciation to the President and Dr.
Thank you
very much too for the support we've had.
Roger, roger.
And Houston, the Hadley base here, tell those geologists in the back room to get ready because we've really got something for them.
Which group of guys in the back room?